Hello. Thank you for joining for quote 151 from the book Thoughts of Awakening by Regina Dawn Akers. We'll begin by sinking deeply into the recognition of what we are, and from this space of being, we allow the quote to speak to us. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we begin by coming into the present moment, taking a few deep breaths to quiet the mind and quiet the body. Finding a comfortable position, eliminating as many distractions as possible. Relaxing into the next few minutes, allowing this time to be a time of practice, of rest. Simply resting into the next few minutes. and allowing ourselves to take in what is here right now in this moment in awareness. What are the senses showing us in awareness? The body sensations, the sounds, the smells, what are we aware of? Allowing it to be there just as it is, not expecting it to be different, simply letting it be. In this moment, right now, what is the emotion or the mood? Telling the truth about it, allowing it to be, without judgment, without desire, simply noticing what in this moment is. and what thoughts are in awareness. Not conjuring up thoughts, just noticing what's here, allowing them to be. As a scientist, simply observing. There's no right, there's no wrong. Simply is what's here right now. What's here in awareness right now? Noticing that you're aware of whatever is here in awareness. And recognizing that you're the one aware of all that. Letting all that be there, just as it is, and you're the one before it, the one aware of it. Who's aware of it? If there's still a thought of an individual I, recognize that this is simply a thought. If the individual I, this I that I may think I am, what is it? Isn't it something that's in awareness? Am I that individual thought of I? Does that I exist? Without awareness? Is that I before awareness? Is that I simply a thought, a belief? Where does this thought or belief come from? Does that I really exist? It changes that thought of I. Am I that which changes? Isn't there a part of me that doesn't change? Isn't there always me in the background? The awareness of all that is. Never changing, always there. Thank you. Isn't that the true me? Free of all conflict and all labels and all suffering. Simply being. Simply being. Freedom, peace, living from this space of freedom and peace, compassion and love. Living from this space. Being only awareness, where there is nothing to close the heart to. Nothing to judge against. Or for simply allowing it all to be there just as it is. As I remain here in peace and freedom and compassion and love, live from here, always. The inner guiding force is the force of all knowledge, all love, and all compassion. And yet, the inner guiding force is not recognized by one who thinks he has knowledge, knows love, and acts compassionately. The inner guiding force is known by one who knows he does not know and cannot know, and so he surrenders to that which does. Given from our Holy Spirit. The inner guiding force is the force of all knowledge, all love, and all compassion. And yet, the inner guiding force is not recognized by one who thinks he has knowledge, knows love, and acts compassionately. The inner guiding force is known by one who knows he does not know, and cannot know, and so he surrenders to that which does. The inner guiding force is the force of all knowledge, all love, and all compassion. And yet the inner guiding force is not recognized by one who thinks he has knowledge, knows love, and acts compassionately. The inner guiding force is known by one who knows he does not know and cannot know, and so he surrenders to that which does. The inner guiding force is the force of all knowledge, all love, and all compassion. And yet, the inner guiding force is not recognized by one who thinks he has knowledge, knows love, and acts compassionately. The inner guiding force is known by one who knows he does not know and cannot know, and so he surrenders to that which does know. Thank you for joining for quote 151 from the book Thoughts of Awakening by Regina Dawn Akers. Namaste.